This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. The first 40 Big O listeners right now, dial 1-800-ALARM-ME. We'll get this limited time offer, a free doorbell camera that connects directly to your smartphone with installation of your Sloman's Shield. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
Big O, Eric Nordstrom says, just bought $500 of Bitcoin on the dip. You're a freaking stud. Let me address that really quick. Bitcoin right now is on a beautiful dip. I think it's at 61,000 right now. It's funny because I keep saying actually 60,657. Okay. You have seven straight green months. So this looks like it's going to be the first red month, which is kind of about time that it's happened. Remember I told you about the Hong Kong ETF starting. And remember I told you that they aren't as powerful as the U.S. ones. So yesterday they opened up, or overnight, because it's nighttime there, daytime here now. They had 112 million of flow in the first day. It's not much. U.S. had 4.6 billion. 112 million to 4.6 billion. Quite a difference. So they, the Australian ETFs will kick in, the Japan ETFs will kick in, and don't like panic throughout all of this, because this is the same stuff that happened when it was at 16,000 and when it was trying to break 20 and when it was trying to break 24. And we've been in a pattern, a sideway pattern for 2 months. And we've done this in the past. And what it is an accumulation phase. If you're smart, just like, who's the one that just did it right now? And said they just did it. Ah, God, who said they just bought 500 bucks of Bitcoin, you stud? Eric Nordstrom. Eric gets it. You know? This is the buying zone again now. You're at the 59, 60, 61 area, 62 area. This is the buying zone of this dip, you know? And so you got to hang in there because the next bump goes to 90, 95, 100. And you don't want to sell because you panicked and you didn't have patience. And if you're like me and you've been through this bear run for, you know, a couple of years, and now it's the beginning of the bull run, it's not the time to panic now. This is the time you stay strong and you buy more. Okay. Not a financial advisor, but just like Eric, I did the same thing this morning. So, you know, I am not flustered. I wasn't flustered at 16,000. I wasn't flustered at 25, at 30, at 35, at 40, at 45, at 50, at 55, and I ain't flustered at 60. Okay? No. In fact, I have more conviction than ever. MicroStrategy. Michael Saylor is smarter and richer than I'll ever be in my life. In fact, I'll never be rich. Even when Bitcoin goes to hell, you know, all the way to a million, 2 million. Won't make me rich because I won't hold that much Bitcoin. But the people that do have the power, the people that do have the money, the people that do have the intelligence, like a Michael Saylor, he bought 122 Bitcoins yesterday for $7.8 million. So all you got to do is look at the people that are more powerful, more rich, way more rich, because most of us aren't. And hell of a lot more intelligent in investing, and all they're doing is continuing to amass Bitcoin. So, Eric, you're a stud. You get it. And all I'm saying is, I'm not a financial advisor, but stay strong, don't get flustered, and continue to buy. Because in the end, you're the one that's going to be laughing last. So there you go. All right. And I'm sure the Hong Kong ETFs are going to pick up. along the way, and they'll get and more flow will come in. This might be here the last shakeout. I've been waiting for the last shakeout. This might be the last shakeout, and then we explode and we go to new heights.